snits right
there. Yes, we'd peel them and cut them, slice them, and spread them out, and put them on the boards out in the sunshine. You put them on something like a old tablecloth, a bed sheet or something. She didn't care anything about it if it did get stained up. And got them out there on some boards, on some maybe sawhorses or whatever we could find, put out there to lay the boards upon, you know. Then late in the evening we'd take them in. Next morning, the sun got up good, we'd pull them back out. Mm. A few days, they'd be dried and cured out.
You talking about a sawhorse. Is that a, what sort of frame did you use?
Oh, you know what a sawhorse is, don't you?
Yeah, but you ever seen one maybe that was kind of just like that, and you might put a board in it?
Yeah, that's a brake. That's not a sawhorse, that's a brake.
I see.
Yeah. And when you lay that pole in there, it can't move around.
I see.
But a sawhorse is a thing that got legs on it.
Two A-frames?
Yeah. One on each end and a body to it on top. So you lay things on the saw or a handsaw. Carpenter benches. You can buy legs now, and all you have to do is take a 2x4 and put it in there and widen the legs out, and it'll clamp it. Then it's a knockdown, they call it, and you can move it from place to place easy. Those with the legs nailed on, they're a lot of trouble to haul around, get from job to job. Those others, they're not as practical as the ones you nail the legs on. Now I notice these fellas down here doing this job in the courthouse. They got those horses built out of 2x6s on top, turned flat. It makes it so stand up on it. It's wide enough to stand on easy if you need to work over, up high. You don't have to run and get a ladder, you just pull your sawhorse up there and stand up on it.
Now, did you ever see a house that had, how would you get from one floor to another in a house?
Had a stairway.
I see. Well, were most of them on the inside or the outside of the house?
Inside. Some few outside.
I see. Ones on the outside you call the what?
I call the outside stairway. But I knew a house right down here in Hell that had a stairway on the outside. And it was a full upper story up there. They used it for, made apartments out of it. They'd rent those apartments, but they'd have to go up the stairway out there. They couldn't go through the house and go upstairs.
What would you call a room at the top of the house, underneath the roof?
Well, it's an attic.
I see. Now, can you tell me about a place where your mother might have to store things, maybe keep them?
Well, she kept a lot of stuff in the smokehouse.
Yes.
He had shelves on each side of it, you know. And she'd store a world of stuff in that smokehouse. And we had boards nailed over the cracks between those logs. He's put it. Nice flies and things couldn't hardly get in it. Pretty snug.
Would she have something in the house maybe where she'd keep?
Yeah, she had an old safe, we called it. You ever seen one of those old kitchen safes?
Yeah, like.